Mike Brown is the CEO of the Nedbank Group. He's on the ground here with me at the World Economic Forum in Davos 2023. Mike, your experience of the forum, given that you've done a number of trips to the World Economic Forum, has this changed in what we assume is our post-COVID environment?
Yeah, this is actually Davos number 10 for me, so I guess I have been to a couple of them. And certainly it has changed dramatically over that period. I think about the 2010 Davos that I came to, the absolute focus then was banking and financial services post the global financial crisis. You couldn't go to a meeting that wasn't about banking, bank regulation, bank remuneration, etc. And as we sort of roll forward now, you've seen a much more technology focus come through in Davos, and then increasingly a focus on ESG, sustainability, climate change, and those sorts of topics. So it definitely morphs over time as, I guess, global interests change.
Sustainability is an element that Nedbank is leading the charge on. You've been doing this way ahead of the trends. Do you feel that you are on top of the trends as they change in such a rapid manner?
Yeah, so certainly, I'm very fortunate from the leaders that came before me at Nedbank who put us on the path of sustainability probably in the 1990s and early 2000s. And, certainly it is a leadership position that's becoming increasingly hard to hold on to. There's a lot of competition in the space, but we certainly think as Nedbank, we're a purpose-led organization using our financial expertise to do good. It's something that's ingrained in the culture of the organization, and that becomes very, very hard to replicate.
Given your leadership position in climate finance, do you think you're well positioned to take a lead in solving Africa's energy crisis, or at least being at the table on deriving the solutions?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, without doubt, our energy situation should never have got to where it is right now. I mean, it really is a disaster for the South African economy and needs to be solved with dramatic urgency. That said, the solutions have to live in the introduction of much more capacity to the grid, and given both government's current financing constraints and inability to deliver operationally, that is going to be, has to be led by the private sector. We've already seen most of our clients kick off large embedded energy generation projects. Those unfortunately do take 18 to 24 months before you can connect them to the grid, but I think there are multiple ongoing financing opportunities for Nedbank and indeed for other investors. It's too big for one bank in trying to both transition our energy supply into something that's much greener, but also provide much more energy security.
There are two ways, as I understand it, that you can engage at the World Economic Forum. The one is you can come here as a business leader and set up bilaterals with many different players from around the world. The other is to absorb knowledge. How do you look at the World Economic Forum?
A bit of both, to be honest. I always come here hoping first and foremost to represent Nedbank in our country. And you can do that through networking. This is an unparalleled networking opportunity. And for me, we meet large customers, large suppliers, consultants, other banks, correspondent banks of ours. So a wonderful networking opportunity. The other thing is it's a wonderful learning opportunity. You think that you know a lot until you listen to experts. And whenever I come to the World Economic Forum, I realize how little I know about many, many topics. It's a wonderful educational experience. And then also we're here to represent our country, both the good and bad to the investment community.
And how is the investment community receiving South Africa?
So I think right now there's a laser-like focus, not surprisingly, on the energy challenges that we've got. I think many people who are already invested in South Africa understand the extraordinary long-term potential our country has, both in terms of the skills and talent that we have, the world-class financial services infrastructure, the mineral deposits that we've got. We've got a wonderful country. However, in the short term, load shedding is an absolute challenge. And right now, we seem unable to make sufficient progress that people have confidence that we can see a way out of this. And I really think that what you'll find is existing investors who already invested in the country will remain there. New investors, I am sure the sensible thing to do will be to sit on the sidelines until they can see real progress in delivering an exit to the load shedding challenge.
From a knowledge perspective, is there anything that you have heard of for the first time that's going to shape your future?
No, nothing for the first time. But certainly whenever you come to forums like this, you know, the new technologies that are being spoken about, you know, and in particular in the social media environment. So I'm hearing and listening to a lot of those. I've been to some really interesting engagements on cyber and cyber security. So I've got a whole bunch of notes that I'm going to take back home on those. So those are probably the two sort of more cutting edge engagements that I've had around technology.
Mike, thanks so much for your time, for being gracious with your time here at the World Economic Forum. I know that you've got a very, very busy agenda. I've been chatting to Mike Brown, who is the CEO of the Nedbank Group, and we're here at the World Economic Forum, Davos, Switzerland, 2023. Bronwyn Nielsen reporting for BizNews, the Nielsen Network, in collaboration with Brand South Africa.